You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. This week's essayist, Kyle Naylor, made an important discovery about himself. Here's Kyle Naylor with his essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
In grade school, you could say I was very introverted. I always kept to myself and only talked to a few close friends. Fitting in with my peers had always been a struggle for some reason. I wasn't like the others. If anything, I was a theater geek. Theater in grade school was a place for misfits like myself, people who really didn't know where they belonged or who they truly were. The transition from high school to college was an interesting time in my life. It wasn't until my freshman year at Penn State that I truly discovered who I was. Through that transition, I met some of the most unique individuals I have ever met. I examined them with every fiber of my being. There was Rachel, with the flaming red hair and I-don't-give-a-damn attitude. Then Steve, the 5-foot-nothing boy with a sassy personality. And then there was Jordan, who had an illuminating spirit and listened to me more than most. The best advice would always be when they remind me, it all gets better in the end. And as simple as that is, it always comforts me. These were the friends who helped me through one of the toughest times of my life. You see, I've always questioned my sexuality, but growing up in a small town in central Pennsylvania restricted me from exploring my identity. I come from a very close-minded area, and college and the many personalities surrounding me helped me open up and start with a clean slate. It was the first time in my life where I didn't have to pretend to be something I wasn't. I could truly be myself. "Are you gay?" people would ask in the past, and every time I would feel as though I had to lie. Now I can tell the truth. I will stand tall and proud of who I am. I will always remember the first time I told my best friend Anna the truth. I was so fearful to open up to her, yet she was so happy for me once I told her. That was truly an amazing feeling. In the end, I gained so much as a person within the time span of a year. I gained respect for myself. I gained self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is the most important value that I've learned in the past year. Without it, I wouldn't be comfortable in my own skin. I would still feel like I was being watched and criticized from every direction. It is imperative that you're happy with who you are as a person. I believe in being true to myself.
Kyle Naylor with his essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Naylor is a sophomore at Penn State University Park. He's majoring in print journalism with a minor in business. He's also a barista at Saints Cafe in downtown State College. How did you find your true self? Write an essay and tell us about what you believe in at WPSU.org/believe. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's Bookmark. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.